Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today, we're going to actually read an official LSAT question from Test 73, Section 4. This is a logical reasoning question. I think, Nathan, you're going to read it, right? And then I'm going to comment on it, and we're going to work through the answers and find the correct answer.
Yeah, I'll try to, you know, not say too much, because I think it's kind of better if we take turns attacking these questions. But I'll see if, you know, if there's something that I feel like is worth chiming in with.
I'll see
if I can redirect the discussion a little bit. Test 73, Section 4, Question 2. Residents of a coastal community are resisting the efforts of one family to build a large house on the family's land.
Okay, so I'm imagining there's a family that has some land. I kind of imagine that the land is big, but I don't know that. And they're trying to build a large house on it, and everybody, all their neighbors are like, no, please don't do that. We don't want a big house around here. I mean, this is not uncommon in communities, right? Everybody wants the houses to be somewhat similar. So, okay.
Yeah, or, you know, it might block their view, or the residents might be worried about traffic or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Although the house would not violate any town codes, the land in question is depicted in a painting by a famous and beloved landscape painter who recently died.
Interesting. Okay, so there's some sentimental value here going on. The neighbors, presumably, I mean, it doesn't say this, but presumably they know about this painting because it was by someone who's famous and is beloved. And maybe they want to preserve what was in that painting, either because maybe they just love that guy, or maybe that painting brings travelers to the town and they make money from that. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be some explanation as to why they want this building not to be built.
If you're the homeowner, or the landowner, rather, mm-hmm. What do you say?
Well, part of me wants to just say, you know, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is my land. So,
who cares?
Yeah. Welcome to America. Doesn't the violate very any basic, town cones.
The very basic understanding of property, which, you know, most of our parents would say, well, you own the land, you could do what you want.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not so simple. Property is complicated, and mm-hmm. you're going to have to get permits here. But yeah, the landowner is going to say, it's my land. Why can't I build whatever I want? Fuck your stupid painting. I don't care about that painting. Yeah, by the way, the painting has documented what the landscape looked like before the house. Great. It's a beautiful painting. It's awesome. Now I'm going to build my house.
Yep.
Okay. Residents argue that the house would alter the pristine landscape and hence damage the community's artistic and historic heritage.
Okay. I mean, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you can make the argument on either side, right?
Yeah.
If you're the neighbor, that's your argument.
That's your argument. If you're the homeowner, you could also say, well, look at the way the world works. I mean, aside from the fact that I own the land and can do what I want, things are constantly changing. And if you're not updating your houses, they're going to start to look like shit.
Yeah, well, how about this, the counter argument of, you could make a slippery slope counter argument, right? Like, well, wait a second now. If any time anybody painted any landscape, that meant you couldn't build on that property for all of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then all you got to do is go around painting landscapes and nobody can build anything anywhere ever.
Yeah.
Or you could say, well, wait a second. Hasn't there been a landscape painted of many, many places? I mean, I've seen old paintings of San Francisco before San Francisco was even a city.
Yeah. Or how about George Washington crossing the Potomac? The background's filled with big buildings and,
So therefore, we can't build anything in the entire Beltway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you can imagine arguments on either side. The question says, which one of the following principles, if valid, most helps to justify the reasoning of the residents opposed to building the house? That question is a mouthful, boy, Ben, what are you going to do on this principal question?
I didn't even notice that it said principal. Yeah. Well, first of all, there is no such thing as a principal question.
Good.
The principles are just facts that I can use to either justify or, you know, hurt my argument. And in this particular case, they're asking me to find the one that's going to most help to justify the reasoning of the residents. So I want to support the idea that this house should not be built. So I'm just looking for an answer that strengthens that idea.
I want to double down on the no such thing as a principle question. You can actually cross out the word principles here, and it does change the meaning of the question. If you removed the word principles, the question would say, which one of the following, if valid, most helps to justify the reasoning of the residents opposed to building the house? And it is clearly what type of question?
Strengthen.
Okay. So there's no such thing as a principles question. And when you see the word principles on LSAT logical reasoning, feel free to just cross it out or replace it with thing. I think just crossing it out is obvious. That's my edit for it, right? It's just like, hey, that doesn't do anything to the meaning of this question. So we see so many refugees at LSAT Demon. We see so many refugees coming to us thinking that there are not only one type of principles question, but two types of principles question. Applying a principle that is given or inferring a principle that was something, something.
Mm.
It's just not helping you. You can abandon those mistaken ideas about what they're actually doing. Here, all they're doing is asking you to strengthen the argument.
No, anytime principles come up, they can fall into three actual question types, which is which one following must be true, a must be true question, which one following, if true, strengthens the argument, a strengthened question, which is what we're looking at here, or in some cases, they kind of border on like a parallel reasoning question. But that's it.
I think they could also make it a weakened question, couldn't they?
They certainly could. Yeah, I don't think it's like a tendency of the test not to do that, but
okay.
There's no reason why they logically since they couldn't.
The word principles itself though has no meaning on the LSAT. It doesn't mean anything.
We're not determining the question type from that. Yeah.
Just cross it out. Because they could ask a weakened question. It would say which one of the following principles, if true, most undermines the reasoning above.
Yep.
And that would be a weakened question that happened to use the word principles, because principles just doesn't do anything. Okay. Anyway, we're looking to strengthen the NIMBY argument here, right?
Sure.
The people who don't want the house built. And they, by the way, are saying that it would alter the pristine landscape and hence damage the community's artistic and historic heritage. Okay, we're going to help them.
Sure.
A, every possible effort should be made to preserve historic buildings that are well-known and well-loved.
Okay. I liked the beginning of this answer, but the end just it totally fails. Historic buildings? I don't know of any building on this family's land that needs to be preserved. For all I know, it's empty.
Yeah, I mean, how would you rewrite? Like, keep the first half of that, because you liked the first half of it.
Yeah.
Can you rewrite it to make it a good answer?
Sure. Every possible effort should be made to preserve the pristine landscape in this community.
Yeah, or pristine landscapes that have been depicted by famous and beloved landscape painters who recently died, right? Like, use as much of that evidence as you can. That would almost be a sufficient weakener, right? That would just like kill the argument. Like, well, if we have to do everything we possibly can to preserve landscapes that were in paintings, which this one was, then we can't build on it.
Yep.
But that's just not where it went. It was about preserving buildings, and we're not even arguing about preserving buildings. B, communities that seek to preserve undeveloped areas of landscape or historic neighborhoods should purchase those properties for the public trust.
No. This is advice for communities. It's like, hey, if you want to preserve this land, then here's what you should do. It has nothing to do with what this family should do when it comes to building the house or not building the house.
Okay. C, artists who choose to represent actual landscapes in their paintings have the right to demand that the owners of the land represented do not significantly alter the landscape.
Okay, well, this would be pretty interesting if this were true, and I have to assume that it's true, if the painter had actually made this demand, but the painter is dead.
Yeah,
so you could no say such that demand has been made.
Yeah, and it doesn't say or their heirs or anything like that. It just said artists.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that that answer has a fatal flaw. Sorry.
For a half second there, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, if that artist is dead, then I don't see how C does anything. Okay, D, the right to build on one's own property is constrained by the artistic and historical interests of the community at large.
Well, that's pretty direct. If your right is constrained by these external interests, and we've heard loud and clear that this community is interested in preserving this land for at least two reasons, because of this painting and because of the pristine landscape that they want to maintain for their artistic and historic heritage, then, wow, this family may be constrained by this right.
I would like to point out here how lawyerly this question is.
Mm.
This is exactly the type of shit that you will be doing during your 1L classes in law school.
Mm-hmm.
The fact pattern is the fact pattern. We have this family. They want to build this house. We have this historic painting of this landscape. We have neighbors who don't want to do the project. We have a landowner who does want to do the project. And it's on you as a 1L in law school to go to the law library. Probably not the actual physical library anymore. It'll be LexisNexis and Westlaw. And you're supposed to go research the law surrounding this issue so that you can find what the court would rule. And D, even the phrasing of it, is exactly the type of thing that you might find in a court opinion. If there had been previous adjudication of this issue or a statute, but more like in a court opinion, right? I can certainly imagine the court saying the right, you know, they would lay out all the facts,
mm-hmm.
and then they would say the right to build on one's own property is constrained by the artistic and historical interests of the community at large. And they would probably like cite some other case, or, you know, this would be a finding of the court that this is true, that the right to build on your own property is constrained by artistic and historical interests of the community. And if you find that in the cases, right, you're looking for this in similar litigation that has happened in this jurisdiction.
Yeah.
If you find that in a case, and if it's a controlling case, like it's coming from the Supreme Court of your state or whatever,
mm-hmm.
well, then probably the lower courts are going to have to follow that ruling.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the type of thing you'd be looking for in LexisNexis. This is exactly the type of thing that you're going to put in your brief.
Yep.
I just can't imagine an exercise that would be, you know, maybe that's not what actual lawyers do, but that is certainly what 1Ls do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. At least in your legal writing and research class, that is what 1Ls do. And so get better at LSAT logical reasoning, because you're going to be getting better at law school when you do.
Yep. I mean, bear in mind, we have no idea whether this is actually true, but that's not the point, right? It just says, which one of the following, if valid, so if it is true that the right to build on one's own property is constrained by the artistic and historical interests of the community at large, then this family is facing an uphill battle. Whereas just a minute ago, I didn't think they were. I was like, get the fuck out of here, right? But now, maybe they have a problem. So this definitely helps justify the residents. It doesn't prove that they're going to win, but it certainly helps them.
E, in historic communities, the building and zoning regulations should prohibit construction that obstructs access to historic sites.
Okay, well, this is telling me the way the world should be, but it's almost even suggesting that that's not the way it is. So that doesn't help.
Once, because it's about what the zoning regulations should say.
Yeah.
Instead of, we don't care what they should say. We care what they do say.
Yeah. That would be like going to court and saying, well, this, you know, there should be a law against, right. you know, whatever. And
the court goes, oh, yeah, okay, great. Could, do you have that? Like, because if not, this is going to be summary judgment for the other side. Okay. It's wrong again, though. It continues and it says, should prohibit construction that obstructs access to historic sites.
It's like, okay, is this going to obstruct access to, is this a historic site? And maybe, are we obstructing access to it by building this house here? Or are we just...
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, it's like hard to know.
I can imagine a house on a beach or a house in some prairie or whatever. And I didn't obstruct the access. In fact, I built roads. I built paths. I built public I built a drinking fountain. I didn't obstruct access. I increased the access by building this house.
Yep.
So E, like so many answers on LSAT logical reasoning, E is not wrong once. It's wrong twice. It's about what the regulations should say instead of what the regulations do say.
Yeah.
And it's about facts that aren't even necessarily facts, because I just don't know that the... I should say we have to accept the truth of E. So I'm not arguing with what E says. I'm just saying I don't think E applies to the facts that we actually have.
We have
because
no
I
idea.
Don't know that this building is going to obstruct access to the site. And as Ben pointed out, I don't know that it's a historic site anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Answers D. Anything else about this one?
Nope. If you have any questions for us, email daily@lsatdemon.com. We're happy to answer whatever questions you guys have. I know today wasn't a question. It was just a logical reasoning question, but maybe that spurred some questions about principal questions or whatever.
So. Which don't exist. Yeah.
Which don't exist. Thanks.